Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim, and our guest today is Mario. So Mario, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
How's it going, guys? My name is Mario. I'm the owner of Attilius Apparel. We're based in Queens, New York, and we're here to reinforce traditionalism and masculinity.
Awesome. Can you just tell us like more about this brand? Really, you know, how you separate yourself from your competition and what gave you the idea for it in the first place?
Right. So we started this brand to really reinforce and reinstate what our ancient ancestors did and how they thought and went about life. So we noticed that our society kind of went down a little bit mentally, physically, and emotionally. So we just kind of want to bring that back with our ideas. If that makes sense.
No, yeah, for sure. So like it's one thing to have a concept, right? You have this idea in your mind. So how did you actually go about taking your idea and bring it to life, like actually making the product and finding your manufacturers? Like, what did that look like for
you? That was honestly probably the hardest part, was really starting. Because when I jumped into this, I didn't know anything. I just knew posts, whoever resonates with it, whatever, they're cool, you know. But to really get things going, it was a lot of trial and error. So I contacted many manufacturers, China, Pakistan, local, this and that. Some were scams, I'm not going to lie, but then some worked out. So when you start something like this, it's a lot of trial and error. So that's like how we initially started. And then we found our right manufacturer, and they weren't a scam, and we just continued to do business.
So in terms of finding that right manufacturer, like what did that look like for you? Like, did you go and meet them in person? Did they send you samples in the mail? Like, how did you find that they were a good fit for you?
So before, when we first started, like our actual real product, we got it from a Chinese manufacturer on Alibaba, right? And before I knew about Alibaba, I was contacting manufacturers on Instagram with no security, nothing. I was just kind of going head first into something I didn't know. So when I got to that right manufacturer, I found them on Alibaba, and it was there's a thing on Alibaba where it's like trade assurance verified. I was like, okay, that makes sense. And the way the payment went, it wasn't like a weird wireless transfer. It was a payment that was secured through Alibaba, right? And we paid in, like I pay in halves, 50% upfront and 50 after for the sample and for the bulk. So I would, that's another way to kind of keep them in line to like make sure they're doing their part, you're doing your part by paying and then, you know, they're supplying. So first we would get the sample, come in the mail, check it out. If we have any critiques, we let them know, blah, blah, blah. If it was good, then we're good to go. Then we place the order, and then that comes in, and then on to the next project.
Makes sense. So as of right now, we were talking earlier, but you know, really, where are you getting most of your customers? How do you like find out about you? Like, are you running ads on social media? Do you go to certain events, meetups? Like, how do you really get the word out about your brand?
So number one, and the probably best way to get more people to find you out, let's say, is word of mouth. Definitely word of mouth. Number two is right now TikTok, especially TikTok organic. Because if you're really good at making content, that content will push and you'll gain. Sometimes it'll feel like an overnight success that all of a sudden your video has a million views just because it resonates. So the main thing is word of mouth because of the quality of you and your brand and what you put out there. And number two is TikTok organic, really.
So how do you get those? It's one thing to get views, obviously, but how do you get those views to convert into sales?
That's a tough one, because the piece, ultimately the piece that you're promoting has to be good. That's the bottom line. You can make the best video, have the best engagement, but if the piece is lacking, you're going to get nowhere. So you need also something that catches attention and resonates. So quality, let's say.
Right. So you're running, you're creating like this content, and basically you're just making sure that your apparel can resonate and that it's high quality for like a potential customer, somebody who I guess is in your demographic that enjoys your content. This person would be an ideal customer for my brand. So can you just talk more about like your ideal customer? Like, who are you really targeting? You know, if somebody's watching your content, like who would you want? You know, who are you looking for to buy your products?
Well, I look at the customer as I would look at myself. It's like someone who's always pushing to be their best self, who follows God, especially now that we transitioned from Stoic to Christianity, someone who's always trying to improve themselves and they don't want to be average. I know that's kind of generic, but that's basically the bottom line, like long story short kind of thing.
So as of right now, what would you say is like your average monthly revenue? And really, what is your goal that you really want to get to scale this business?
I mean, I'm grateful for whatever God blesses me, but realistically, to keep this business afloat, I would say right now, maybe 5 to 10K a month. If God wants to give me more, I'm open, you know, but that's right. Realistically speaking.
That's like what you're trying to get to?
On a continuous basis, yes. So at least that or more.
What are you guys doing right now, like on average?
On average, maybe it depends because we go through phases. Because every new drop is a phase. So it's like at one point in time, you're making all the money. Next point in time, it's like, okay, where am I going to put that money? And it's always in another project. So it's like money in, money out. I would say it varies. Because sometimes you might have a good month, sometimes not. You might have a good drop or you might not have a good drop. So it's either anywhere from 2 to 10K, maybe. It varies, you know?
So in terms of scalability, like, are you looking at potentially getting your product in retailers, or is it only e-commerce? Like, what is, like, you know, this vision of getting to, let's just say, 10K a month consistently? What is that going to take?
You're asking, like, what are our future goals? If we just want to stay e-commerce?
Yeah, because, like, you know, obviously to get to that goal, it's like, you know, to scale up, you can have more products, or you can also be looking at retail or other channels of, like, you know, what does that look like?
Well, we definitely don't just want to stay e-commerce. We definitely want to expand. Like, we were actually talking about having a pop-up shop in New York. So for those of you listening, if you're in the New York area, definitely check us out if we have one. But, you know, down the line, we definitely want to have a permanent store. So I would say having events, permanent store, and still e-commerce.
You're looking to have your own store, not to sell it in other stores, or both?
I mean, whichever comes first. Our main goal is to have our own store. Definitely.
That makes sense. So obviously, I mean, New York's a very expensive place. So I guess, like, in order to pay your rent and have it make sense, like, you know, do you think that you have to be at 10K a month, or probably like an even higher number to just make it make sense?
Considering how New York is right now, definitely 10 or more. Definitely 10 or more. Because you have to take into consideration the rent, the lease, the license, forget about product and everything else, you know?
Awesome. So when it comes to, you know, you talked about these new releases, right? So can you just talk more about that process? Like, are you doing email marketing? Do you have, like, newsletters? Like, how do you get your loyal customers to come out and buy? People maybe who bought from you before, when you do have a new release that comes out?
This is a great question, because we always plan our next project while we do the previous project, if that makes sense. Like, every piece has to be of the best quality, to the point where they receive it and they're like, I love them so much, I want to come back and I want more. So besides that, besides really being like fixated on the quality, it's email marketing, newsletters, keeping them posted on TikTok, update on Twitter, Instagram, all our social media. But that's what that ties into what I said before about the word of mouth. If you have a good product, like a great product, you don't need any type of marketing, because they'll tell their friends and they'll come back for the next project. So definitely quality and whatever else, email, newsletter.
So would you say that most of your current customers are in New York, or do you have, you know, many customers in different states? Like, what does that look like for you?
Well, I actually just checked the analytics this morning, and our top city is New York. But we have Houston, we have, I mean, a little bit all over the states, but even in other countries, like, we have, like, international wise, we have most of our orders coming from the UK, which is cool.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? Sweden, France, Italy, but mostly from the UK.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, for sure. Because I think it's like, I was just curious, because, like, you know, obviously to have a pop-up shop, you know your customers better than anybody else. But if most of the people buying are local, like in New York, obviously it's a great idea to really, you know, get in front of them more. Because I think it's like that in person, you can't beat that, right? If somebody's talking to you, kind of like we're talking now, and you can explain the product and, like, the whole value behind it, it's much different than if they just go, like, on your website and buy.
Exactly. That's exactly what I say too. That in-person to in-person conversation, that interaction where they see who you are, you know, and they know who you are, and they're part of the community that you've built. That is so valuable. You have no idea. That beats any e-commerce store. That's part of the reason why I want to create the pop-up shop, because I want to build that community in New York, have a really tight-knit community where we all know each other, and it's a beautiful thing, you know?
For sure. So what do you think, like, what would you say is like the biggest challenge that you're facing right now in the business?
There's challenges every day, man. You know what entrepreneurship is about? There's only two emotions, terror and excitement. That's it. Euphoria and terror. So it depends. It really, there's always little challenges every day, like making sure that the samples are correct, making sure everything is perfect, making sure that the customer is happy, they're comfortable. If they send you an email, you have to answer right away. Everything has to be, you know, it's a lot of different things. Peter's here. Hey, Pete.
What's going on? What's going on?
Nice, you're the co-founder. I'm Dan. You're the co-founder?
Yes, yes.
Awesome, awesome. So we're about halfway through the podcast here. So if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself as well.
Okay, my name is Peter Ilse. I'm the co-founder of Attilius Apparel. And I basically partnered with him probably about 4 or 5 months ago, give or take. And I apologize for being late, by the way.
Yeah. No worries. So I guess like my question, kind of just like this next question, revolves more around technology. Obviously, now people are looking at ways to use AI in their business. So do you guys use AI? And if not, like, what are some of the use cases where you think the AI could help your business?
Well, we tried AI when we were doing our Facebook ads. Like we dabbled with it. We didn't really know where it was going to go. Honestly, we didn't really like it because I feel like it took away the emotion behind what, you know, it was better to have something written by us. Right. You feel the emotion on the other side. With AI, like it is a great tool. It is a great tool. It's just that I feel like it lacks that emotion, that connection.
Yeah. So. And there's a lot of BS on the internet where people like, oh, just type this into AI and your business is going to be made and you're going to make millions of dollars. But it just does not work like
that. Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
You know, no. I mean, ChatGPT could help a little bit with certain things, but it's very little that we actually use it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, some use case that we've seen is for more of like chatbots, because people sometimes are looking for information and they're not, you know, like if you have customers overseas, they might want questions answered in real time. So I've seen like, you know, AI chatbots that can help convert product recommendations and things like that.
That's a great tool, honestly. That, like, I thought you meant like copyright stuff.
Yeah.
Good point. Very good point.
Yeah, for sure. So Mario, can you talk about, because like, you mentioned that you brought in your co-founder about 4 or 5 months ago. So how much has it helped your business to have a second person helping run the ship?
I mean, honestly, this wouldn't be here if it weren't for his help, to be honest. You know,
so I think
says it all, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Because I think it's like many people feel that they can do things by themselves. But I think when you bring in a second person, it's like it makes things so much easier, because when you're doing it like by yourself, there's just so much going on and there's so many challenges, right?
Yeah. I'm telling you, if I was by myself up until now, it would have been a miracle. But I don't think that would have been the reality. So thank God that he stepped in and we started working together, because it really, it split the load, you know?
Yeah. And I think in general, like, two minds are a lot better than one. You know, and I think the more people you have that are compiling ideas, you know, I mean, the more likely you're going to come across one idea that just explodes your business and, you know, helps you succeed a lot. I mean, it's his brand, like his, right. Attilius Apparel is his baby. It's his creation. And I saw the potential in it and I love the idea. And I mean, from my perspective, like the reason I invested was because I invest in people. And I believed in him, and I've known him my whole life, and I know how hard he works and what he's capable of. So I'm like, okay, I could actually add to this, and really we could create something big.
Makes sense. So what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew, Mario, before you started this business?
Well, besides getting scammed on Instagram by manufacturers when we first started, my one tip is just to keep pushing. When it gets hard, you have to keep going, because a lot of people, I noticed that a lot of people, they give up. I know it's generic and everything, but a lot of people give up when they hit a blockade. You have to keep going. You have to spend hours. Sometimes we spend sleepless nights working, packing, talking to, but the thing is, you have to keep going, persevere, because a lot of businesses that don't work out was they just gave up right before that they hit that reward, you know?
Absolutely. So if we're going to chat again in 1 year from now, where do you guys see things going for the business?
We'll probably take this call in our permanent store location in New York. Let's just say that.
Awesome. That's exciting stuff. So somebody watching this wanted to reach out. Do you mind sharing your website or social media handle? Just best way for somebody to get in contact with you guys.
All right. So our website is atiliusapparel.com and our Instagram is atiliusapparel.
Awesome. Well, thank you both. And we're rooting for you. And hopefully we can chat again in 1 year from now as you guys have your own store.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
We'll stay in touch, man. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
Take it easy.